This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, the roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Time. That means it's showtime. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and now we have been joined by the great folks over at Lindell TV. Take a look at that. You can actually watch the video and see what's happening here in the studio. All you got to do is log on to frankspeech.com and navigate your way. You can actually watch what we got going on here in the studio. It's the 26th day of July. Happens to be my anniversary, so things are not going all that great for me with an angry wife as I'm on the radio tonight. But anyway, I am here with a lot to get to in this hour for sure. So obviously, the big news of the day, and I want to circle back to some other stuff here in this opening, but the first thing we have to touch on, at least a little bit, we've already touched on it on the radio side of this, is Hunter Biden, no plea deal. What does it mean? How does one side benefit over another? And I think the one thing you can take away from this, I mean, I think they're still going to come up with a plea deal. They'd be crazy if they don't. The idea of opening up everything again and potentially implicating Hunter's pop, Joe Biden, it would be a massive political disaster for them. It's funny because as I'm watching things unfold today, you know, the folks who are pontificating on the left are talking about, well, they keep saying the same narrative over and over again. Well, Hunter Biden is a private citizen. He's in no way, shape, or form attached to his dad. That's such garbage. It's half of what is floating around out there is information that Hunter Biden and his cronies and his business buddies all had ties to Joe Biden when he was vice president. That's what everybody wants to get to the bottom of. And if they can't come to a plea deal, a lot of that stuff could seep out. So my guess is they're going to put a tremendous amount of pressure on the folks who are trying to put this together and come up with some kind of a plea deal, because I don't think that in the end they want any part of a trial. And forget about Hunter. I mean, that's chump change stuff. I mean, the big prize here is Joe Biden and whether or not this money was funneled to him. And everybody at least thinks that there's a decent chance that that's the case. So we'll see what happens with this, but it was a surprise. It was a surprise that, you know, now you could see new charges coming against Hunter Biden. It's a whole array of different things that could come out of this. So this rubber stamp, is that, you know, this rubber stamp idea of a plea deal, this is like to me, I think it's the best news that could happen, not only to conservatives or even Republicans, but to America. Let's find out the truth. Let's figure it out. Don't let him skate with a lame plea deal where he gets a slap on the wrist. Dig a little deeper. This could be a huge, huge case in the end. So, all right, that leads me. I talked a little bit about this on Monday, and I want to circle back to it a little bit because I think it's important. On Thursday, July 20th, there was a seriously major story in the New York Post, and it has to do with, again, Hunter and Joe. Biden's $10 million bribe finally released. Burisma chief said he was coerced to pay Joe, stupid Hunter, and again in the emails, in a bombshell allegation. Now, the Ukrainians allegedly said his dog was smarter than Hunter Biden. I mean, you know the quotes. I'm not rehashing that stuff. But the point is, a bombshell FBI informant file containing a $10 million bribe allegation against President Joe Biden and his son was released by Chuck Grassley. I talked about this on Monday, showing that the Ukrainians claimed that he had coerced him into making a payoff, dopey son, but he did it anyway. The owner of the natural gas company, Burisma Holdings, told the FBI informant in 2016 while meeting at a coffee shop in Vienna that it cost $5 million to pay Biden and $5 million to pay the other Biden. That's what he said. Now, even if it's not true, which a lot of people think it is true, but even if it's not, that in itself is a story that has to be reported. It's a big story. The owner of a natural gas company telling an FBI informant that while Vice President Joe Biden was the Vice President of the United States, he and Hunter were paid $10 million in a bribery scheme. That's a news story, guys. That's a front page, top of the fold, big picture story. Every news outlet, every single news outlet and radio station and television station, internet news outlet should have that, the very first story on every single page. But curiously, the day after the blockbuster story went public, here are the top seven stories on a couple of different papers' websites. So I went through and took a look. So the New York Times. Now, this is the day after this bombshell was released. New York Times. Headline. Trial in Trump documents case set for May 24th. Story 2. A collusion in court. Trump grand jury proceeds delay of January 6th verdict. Tony Bennett dies. Seven AI companies agree to safeguard after pressure from the White House. Russia-Ukraine war, Russia strikes, and naval drills unsettle Black Sea. Around the globe, searing heat with no sign of relief. Nothing at all about this story. Nothing. And that was the New York Times. Washington Post. Number one story. Judge Cannon schedules Trump's classified document trial for May. Investigations find commanders hid revenue. Tony Bennett dies. The outrage over Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town song. In streaming wars, it feels like everybody's losing. The germiest spot in your hotel room. And blah, 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 blah. So two of the most prominent organizations that disseminate information did not have this story the next day. That, I mean, I don't know how you call yourself a news outlet. Again, even if you don't think it is true, the very fact that it's been released out to the public by a United States Senator, Chuck Grassley, makes it a story. So if you go, by the way, if you go to the search engine of either paper and just put in Grassley, if you did it for the last 7 days, there's no story. Still, no story. So, as usual, both papers, of course, have front page stories about Trump, but nothing about this story. Now, Biden's taunts target Trump, not charges. That's some of the things that are out there. Lawyers for Trump aid quarrels with judge. That's in the Post. But the president of the United States stands accused by an FBI informant of taking a $10 million bribe, dividing half with his son, and not a peep in either major paper. That is democracy dying in darkness. It's not journalism, and everybody involved should be ashamed of themselves. If you consider yourself a journalist and you're working at the New York Times or the Washington Post, you should resign. This is the same exact scenario, not exact, but it's the same type of a scenario that we saw with the laptop. Here we are. On the eve of a 2020 election, we have information that pops out about a laptop, which we're all finding out to be very, very true, this laptop, the pictures, all of the surly stuff that was going on with Hunter, and it's coming to pass that it actually was true. And that story was suppressed completely on Twitter, and you couldn't find it anywhere. That's the media manipulating information. It isn't journalism. It's unabashed, willful blindness. with two of the mainstream, leading mainstream newspapers in the country, deliberately, with malice, afterthought, pretending that a blockbuster story with the President of the United States, his face in the center of it, they're pretending that it didn't happen. It simply doesn't exist. That's unacceptable. And I don't care what side of the aisle that you're on. I don't care if you're a huge liberal or a huge progressive. You live your life for Black Lives Matter and the rainbow flags and all of it. I don't care if that's you. If that's you, okay. But you cannot be okay with stories, real stories, not making the news. Whether you think it's true or not, that is not a decision that they should be making. They should be reporting those stories. That's not... The New York Times, it's not an opinion rag from start to front to back. There's supposed to be news stories in there. So what Americans are witnessing in real time is a mainstream media that has been so corrupted, and it's corrupted itself, that it will go out of its way to protect a clearly, seriously corrupt president of the United States. Real-time news stories being covered up. This is the issue to me. This is why the second time I'm talking about it here on this network, because I think if we can figure out a way to fix this and somehow spackle over the fourth wall and make it whole again so they're actually reporting all the stories, we might be able to usurp this demise of America. I'm going to continue this a little bit when we come back. We do have a great guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Murray Sabrin. We'll chat with him. Please, don't go anywhere. You're listening not only to the USA Audio Network, but we're live on Lindell TV.
Wayne on the roof for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I am a man of solutions. And I've got the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no COVIDium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne on the roof for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Audio Network and Lindell TV. You guys at Lindell TV didn't get a chance. I'm kind of an angry dude, I guess, lately. So Chris, the producer, has been changing it from Raw and Unfiltered to, you know, Angry and Despondent or like Hulk Smash stuff. So that's sort of where I am. Anyway, the sponsor of this segment is MyPillow. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow.com summer sale. Get up to 80% off. 80% off is a lot off. I'll tell you that right now. Sandals, beach towels, blankets, much, much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com, also with the promo code ROOT. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on My Coffee subscriptions, plus many other amazing products from Patriot American Entrepreneurs. At MyPillow.com, all you got to do is use the promo code ROOT to receive huge, huge, huge discounts on Giza bed sheets, travel pillows, travel my pillows, all season my slippers, a six-piece my towel set, beach blankets, beach towels, my pillow sandals, my pillow mattresses, dog beds, and much, much more. Take advantage of these offers at MyPillow.com. Be sure to use that promo code ROOT. All right, I left off talking about the media. Just a couple more things about this, then I'll put this to bed, and you'll be probably happy that I'm not talking about it anymore, but it is. I think it's a big deal. But again, this silence from the media on some of these issues, it's a deafening silence. New York Times, Washington Post, Big Three Networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, the news of the Biden bribal scandal not getting out. It's essentially, to me, it's criminal. And yes, members of Congress now are beginning to pay attention. Maybe you get some movement on this. You know, I'm going to go back a month and a half. Back on June 8th, two massive political stories broke out, but only one of them got coverage by these networks. On June 8th, former President Donald Trump was indicted by the special counsel in the classified documents case. That very same day, it was reported that President Joe Biden had allegedly received a $5 million bribe from the Ukraine gas company, Burisma. Over 39 days, okay, from June 8th, the morning of June 8th, to the morning of July 18th, the big three networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, the networks crammed their evening, morning, and Sunday roundtable shows with a total of 527 minutes of coverage dedicated to the Trump indictment. 527 minutes between June 8th and July 18th on Trump and that scandal. How much time did the Biden-Burisma alleged bribe scheme get? I'll give you a second to think about that. 527 minutes for Trump, 0 minutes, 0 seconds for Biden. The Burisma scandal story and its ties to Big Joe, that has legs. Again, that's a real story. Shame on ABC, CBS, NBC for not running something. How do you not have 1 minute of time in that block dedicated to this story? Other than the idea that the media wants to promote and polarize its own base because of money, right? I mean, clearly there are certain people who listen to Fox or whomever, and there are certain people who listen to the other networks. And there is a degree of catering going on to those listeners, right? I get that. I understand that to a certain degree. But when you've got a real story, you've got to broadcast it. You can't hide it. You can't pretend it doesn't exist. And, you know, there's a thought, too, by the way. I don't believe this thought. There's a thought that the progressive audience dwarfs the conservative audience. I don't believe that. Because Fox News consistently wins any ratings race with any of these other networks. Conservative radio is the only radio that ever works. I mean, Lindell TV is booming. All of these conservative outlets, people are actually populating them. You cannot find a liberal outlet. No radio stations in liberal America. I mean, USA, Liberty Radio, what is it? There's nothing. So I believe people are thirsty for actual truth and news and all of that, and we don't get it. Shame on these networks. And the only thing I can tell you, and I know you try to grab as much news from different sources, and that's the right thing to do, but you've got to insist, if you're somebody who's a regular reader of the New York Times, write them a letter and say, this is just bad journalism. You're not doing a good job. You're not doing a service to the people who read your paper or watch your television shows, for that matter. All right. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. You can like my YouTube page. That'd be kind of cool. Videos going up all the time. Stick around. We got a guest coming up. Dr. Murray Sabrin joins me right here next.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA News Update. New home sales are slowing. Government figures show sales of new single-family homes fell to an annual rate of 697,000 units in June. That's a 2.5% decline from May's revised rate of 715,000 units. The U.S. government is in possession of UFOs. That's what a former U.S. intelligence official said while testifying before a House subcommittee today.
Mr. Gress, finally, do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
Gress added he's faced brutal retaliation for coming forward. There were no flex alerts or specific calls for conservation in California, but the group overseeing the state's power grid has issued an emergency alert watch for tonight between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. Pacific time. An emergency alert watch is the lowest of five levels used by the California Independent System Operator. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Audio Network. I was talking to Chris That's a mistake. Nobody wants to talk. Come on, turn it down. Turn it down. I can turn it up. I can turn it down. Remember that scene in Night Shift? It's one of my favorite scenes of all time. Again, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Audio Network, also on Lindell TV. And it is my pleasure to bring on our next guest. Murray Sabrin is Emeritus Professor of Finance at Ramapo College of New Jersey. He's considered a public intellectual for writing about the economy in a scholarly and popular publications. He has written about health care, taxes, government spending. He is in the boom and bust cycle. He's run for all kinds of different offices. His memoir, From Immigrant to Public Intellectual, An American Story, was published late last year. You can find this commentary about the economy and politics at murraysabrin.substack.com. I'm sorry I butchered that intro, but there's a lot there. Murray, Doc, good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
Great to be with you, Lee.
I appreciate you coming on, buddy, on the Lindell Television side of things, and we appreciate everything that you do. I know you wanted to talk about the economy a little bit, but before we get there, if you don't mind, I know you wrote a piece about the transformation of America from the revolution to the present, and it's like a 5 or 6 part piece, but can you just give us a once-over on that? I'm fascinated by your take on all that.
Yeah, a month ago I spoke to my neighbors here in Southwest Florida, where we've been living now for nearly a year, and I just gave them an overview of my view of how America has been transformed from a limited government republic, which is the way the country started. But there was tension right away between Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson, because they had two distinct visions for the country. Hamilton wanted big government. Jefferson wanted decentralized government, where the states would have more power than the federal government. And over the last 200-plus years, we've gone the Hamiltonian way, with the progressives, with the New Deal, with the Great Society, with LBJ. And here we are in 2023, and we are in a Hamilton America, which is basically having the big government collectivist vision that has ruined economies throughout the world. And so I gave them that overview.
Right.
And what I do in my Substack column is provide solutions of how do we get out of this financial hole that we're in. And it's getting deeper and deeper, Lee, as we'll discuss this evening.
Yeah, before we get to that, too, and I do want to get to that, but you mentioned Hamilton and Jefferson, and I'm glad that you did. I was talking about them last night. Now, yes, Jefferson was certainly in the vein that we would love to be in when it comes to the things that you're going to talk about tonight. But they were actually split or opposite when it comes to party. If memory serves me, I mean, Jefferson, you know, he would embrace this two-party system, but Hamilton and Washington and some of the others, Adams, I don't think, wanted parties as well. And to me, I think, you know, where we are right now is a direct result of this division in party politics. It's been around for a long time, but, I mean, what are your thoughts on that, how party politics has actually, you know, helped to bring America almost to its knees?
Well, that's one of the warnings, I think, of some of the founding fathers, that factions, political parties, would divide the country because people have different views, different philosophies, different ideologies, different values. And Hamilton was the father of crony capitalism, which is so widespread in this country, with government subsidies, with the interrelationship between business and government, especially Big Pharma during COVID and the federal government. And so we have this perpetual problem of people wanting to use the government for their own benefit, as opposed to what the Constitution says, the general welfare of the United States, which means, from my perspective, that the government has very limited functions, which are outlined in Article 1, Section 8. In other words, the federal budget that we have, Lee, today is an unconstitutional budget,
right,
because most of the spending that the federal government does is not authorized by the Constitution.
It's simply, our government's simply too big. I mean, that's probably the easiest way to describe it. All right, let's get to, you know, some of your points about the economy and again, the tipping point that we're at as far as the federal budget. Break it down for everybody as only you can do.
Well, we're in the boom-bust cycle, something I wrote about in a book called Navigating the Boom-Bust Cycle that was published by Business Experts Press nearly 2 years ago, and it goes through how the cycle evolves. Before the Federal Reserve was created in 1913, we still had boom-bust cycles because the banks, the individual banks in the country, were printing money, And that led to a boom. And then, of course, when people got nervous about the solvency of their bank because they went to the bank to get their gold out, the bank didn't have enough gold to back up the dollars that they created, the banknotes, and so the bank went ruptured. If you remember that iconic scene at the end of It's a Wonderful Life, there was a run on the Bailey Building and Loan because people were nervous about the solvency of the building alone, and Jimmy Stewart, playing George Bailey, pointed out to the depositors, your money's not here, it's in the mortgage that we John took from the bank in order to buy his house. So the banks have a fundamental problem, Lee. They borrow short and lend long. They take in deposits, which are basically available on demand, but they make long-term loans, either car loans or mortgages, and that's the fundamental problem throughout the 19th century, because throughout the 19th century, we had banking panics from the beginning days of the Republic, the first panic of 1819, all the way to the last panic of 1907, which was the impetus for the creation of the Federal Reserve to be the lender of last resort from the banks that were have a flawed business model. So then when the Federal Reserve was created, they did the same thing, but they did it from a centralized perspective of creating money, manipulating interest rates. And what did they give us? The Great Depression, the Roaring 20 boom that was unsustainable, then the Great Depression, and then the series of recessions since World War II. And now we're on the cusp of another recession, even though some people think there's going to be a soft landing. No one knows how soft or hard the landing will be after this long boom that we've had since 2009. The economic downturn that we had in 2020 was not because of the boom bust cycle, it's because of the lockdowns. When you lock people down, lock businesses down, you're going to get a decline in economic activity. That's not a bust from the Federal Reserve. It's a bust because of the lockdowns that occur throughout the country. Having said that, this cycle will continue as long as the Fed tries to micromanage the economy by manipulating interest rates. And, of course, that's what they've been doing now for several decades. And the result is this boom-bust cycle. And if people follow the boom-bust cycle, they can know when to invest, not to invest, raise cash when it's appropriate, tighten up their inventory if they're a small business owner or a medium-sized business owner, and not get caught up in the hoopla of the boom, which, of course, happened during the housing bubble. That was a classic case of speculation run wild because of the low interest rates of the Federal Reserve.
So they just raised the interest rate again today to a historic level, right?
No, it wasn't historic. The historic level was more than 40 years ago when Paul Volcker, chairman of the Fed, raised the rates to 21% in order to break the back.
I meant to say since Carter. Sorry. Yeah, but they raised it again today, a quarter of a point, I think.
Yeah, and they'll probably keep on raising it in order to get the inflation rate down.
Right.
But the problem that the Fed has, and no one's talking about this, the Fed has a target of 2% inflation on their favorite inflation indicator, the personal consumption expenditure indicator, the PCE. The problem with that, Lee, is that a free market, prices decline. And the Fed, by trying to prop up the inflation rate to 2%, is preventing the free market from doing what it does best, which is to lower prices so the average family can see their living standards rise year after year after year. Even if their wages don't go up and prices go down 2, 3% a year, they're getting a real boost in their incomes, as opposed to right now where they're barely getting a boost in their real income because inflation for most people is greater than the raises that they're getting in salaries and per hour compensation.
So, you know, many of the economists that I've had on, and we're talking with Dr. Murray Sabrin. You can learn more about him, murraysabrin.substack.com. That's murraysabrin.substack.com. Some of the economists I've had on, I mean, obviously they're concerned about a lot of the stuff that's going on. But one of the things that they say when you raise the interest rates, sure, it's a way to try to curve off what's happening in the economy, but it ends up really hurting poor people the most, right?
Sure. Sure, because most of the jobs that are lost during a recession are in the low-income, middle-income jobs. So the Federal Reserve should stop manipulating trying to manipulate the economy with interest rates. If they stop doing that, then the economy will have its natural pathway, if you will, of investment, innovation, creativity that would increase the output of goods and services year after year after year, and that would benefit everyone in the economy. The good news about the economy today, Lee, and this is splashed all over the financial Press is there are 10 million unfilled jobs. I don't think we've ever gone into a recession with that many jobs unfilled. And one of the key indicators I look at is the unemployment rate. Once that starts creeping up, that means that employers are getting very nervous about the future, and they feel they have to cut their costs. But there was a recent piece in the Wall Street Journal pointing out that employers are not laying off people because it's very hard to hire people during the next upturn. So they're keeping on people, and even if they don't need them, for the simple reason, they'd rather have qualified people on their staff now weather the storm of a recession, and when good times come about after the next recession, they'll be in good shape to beat their competitors.
Dr. Murray Sabrin, Doc, you want to stick around one more break with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, stick around. We got take a quick time out. We'll come back. I want to talk to you a little bit, maybe get into debt, national debt, and some of the other hurdles that the United States has to try to climb over in order to get out of this economic rut that I feel like we're in. I mean, I go to the store, inflation prices and food prices are still through the roof. They say it's coming down, but not real inflation. I think real inflation is still high. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. I'm filling in all week long for the one and only Wayne Allen Root on here, the USA Audio Network and Lindell TV. We'll take a short break. More with Murray Sabrin next. Stick around.
This is Wayne Allen Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. For a limited time, the annual membership is $1. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watching Wayne Allen Rudolph this week, so you get yours truly. I know it's a huge disappointment, but check us out anyway on frankspeech.com. Hey, Energize Health. That's what Wayne does, and Wayne is in terrific. He's in terrific shape. You've heard about Wayne talking about how Energize Health has changed his life. He lost 25 pounds of fat, including that dangerous inner body visceral fat. Gained 10 pounds of muscle. And he's got that intercellular hydration going on in only 88 days. Now, over 2 years later, he says he feels the best in his life. He gives all the credit to Energize Health. The program is simple, easy, and healthy. All the best stuff, foundation, life game-changing stuff, extra and intercellular hydration happening, and science backs it up again. Another new study spanning three decades released by the National Institutes of Health reveals that proper hydration might slow down the aging process and prolong a disease-free life. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. Energize Health can change your life and supercharge your health. Right now, Energize Health is offering Wayne fans of WAR, of course, 40% off. That's an action discount, 40% off. Just say the word WAR. Go to EnergizeHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888. 444-8895. That's toll free, 888-444-8895 or energizehealth.com. You try that out. I think that actually is tremendous. I mean, listening to Wayne talk about the kind of shape he got in and how quick it happened, I mean, that might be worthwhile. And might make, if you had struggled with that your whole life, this might be the answer for you. All right, listen, we only have a few minutes left, and he's been kind enough to wait through the break. Dr. Murray Sabrin is an intellectual. He's run for just about every office out there, and he is one of the smartest cookies that I get a chance to talk to on a regular basis. You can find out more about him at murraysabrin.substack.com. Books, all kinds of great stuff. Murray, tell everybody one more time about your latest book that came out last summer.
Well, it came out in November, and it talks about my journey from immigrant coming to America in 1949 with my older brother and parents, who were the only ones who survived the Holocaust in the native Poland, how I grew up in New York City. Started teaching in New York City public schools, then went on to get a PhD at Rutgers University, and eventually got a full-time teaching career at Ramapo College in 1985 and spent 35 years teaching finance. And my favorite course was the Financial History of the United States, and students just loved it because they learned things that they never learned before, either in their history classes, their economic classes. And they said what they're going to be learning, what they learned in my class was something that they're going to take with them to improve their careers, either as an entrepreneur or an employee.
That's good stuff. So if folks can want to go out there and grab that, Murray, where do they go?
Amazon. Okay. All my books are available on Amazon. All my six books that I've written, right. Two on healthcare, taxes, the boom bust cycle, my memoir, and how to create a tax-free America. My first book, and it goes through all the taxes we pay and how we can shift from the public sector to the private sector very seamlessly over the next several years. Unfortunately, the politicians don't want that because they'll lose all that power.
All right, listen, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time. I just wanted you to maybe dive into it, like in 60 seconds or less, and I'm sorry about that, Doc. But and the bone-crushing debt, almost $32 trillion in debt, eventually we're going to go off this cliff, aren't we?
There's no question about it. In fact, I just printed out a chart of the interest payments that the American people have to pay to service this debt, and we're now reaching $1 trillion, and it's increasing at the fastest rate of any component of the federal budget. So if we just project this over the next 5 to 10 years, interest on the federal debt will be the largest part of the federal budget, and if no one shows up to buy the debt or not enough people show up to buy the debt, then the Federal Reserve will probably buy up this debt, and then we're off to the races with hyperinflation in America. Right. That's the danger we're facing because of the out-of-control spending in Washington, D.C.
I mean, countries that have come before us, whether it's, England or the Dutch had this issue, China had this issue, the leading economic engines, eventually, if they go through this cycle that we're in the middle of, that you just talked about in the opening segment, they eventually go over that cliff and, somebody replaces them. You can see India or China coming to replace us somewhere along the line, can't you?
Oh, there's no question about it. All we have to do is look at recent history of what happened in Zimbabwe, what happened in Venezuela, what happened in other countries that have seen triple-digit, quadruple-digit inflation, because their budget is out of control and the central bank just prints up money to cover the budgets, the national government's deficits. We're on the process of doing the same exact thing that has caused ruin in country after country, and that's why I'm using my Substack column and your kindness to be on your show to sound the alarm that we better get our financial house in order. Otherwise, we're going to have a very bad economy over the next several years.
Dr. Murray Sabrin is his name, murraysabrin.substack.com. Last time I saw you, Murray, we were both in New York at a talk radio expo, and you were getting mobbed by all these people. You were like a rock star. It was like the Beatles.
Well, I just hope I can add something to our national discussion about these issues. Yeah. I've been working on them for nearly a half a century.
Right. Well, Doc, listen, thank you for coming on tonight. I appreciate it very much. We'll talk soon. I won't wait this long before I get a hold of you again, okay?
Thanks so much, Lee. Great to be with you.
You got it, my friend. All right, listen, we got to say goodbye to Lindell TV, but keep it right here because the USA Audio Network continues to chug along. My name is Lee Elsie once again, filling in for Wayne Allen Root all week long, as a matter of fact. You can email me anything at leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Check that out. You can like my Facebook page, The Voice of Freedom. Go on, please, my YouTube page. A lot of cool stuff. You want to see me get mad? Well, you can go on the YouTube page. Watch me yell and scream every morning. All right, we'll come right back. Stick around, USA Audio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.